This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
I am here to deliver the news of the day. Welcome, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Friday, Junior Friday Eve, almost Friday, to everybody out there. And thank you if you're tuning in to our show today, because I know there's a lot of options out there, but you definitely chose the best one. And we're
especially to our new listeners on Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, 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 yes. We have a lot to get to. I mean, there's everyone knows, right? Everybody, if you know me, if you know the show, then you know what we're going to be talking about, at least for the first hour. And if you don't know the show, then buckle up because you're about to get a crash course. So as we've been reporting on this for weeks now, governors like Governor Greg Abbott in Texas and Ducey in Arizona, they have been sending buses of illegal aliens from their states into sanctuary cities like the Big Apple, like Chicago, like Washington, D.C., places full of blue check keyboard warrior liberals who love to virtue signal, but don't actually like to show their virtue in real life, or as people say, IRL. They much prefer to show it, you know, through their Facebook icons and their lawn signs. They don't want to put it to the test in the real world. They're more virtual people. They like to Zoom. They like to Zoom signal their virtue.
Yeah, Taylor actually just showed me a meme of all the hate has no home here yard signs being taken out and replaced with no trespassing.
Yes, I saw that with Homer Simpson yeah. Backing into the bush. Yeah, there's a lot of great memes today. So these are places I like to call sanctuary cities in name only. And they virtue signal for years about the poem on the Statue of Liberty. Jared, you want to give us a little? I hope your rendition's getting better because I ask you to do this at least once every 2 weeks. And I don't know if you need to buy like a fedora or we need to dim the lights, but it needs to have a little bit more drama in it. So give us your best.
Tears of rage.
Yeah, it needs to have a little bit of Spartacus.
Give us your tired, your poor, your tempest tossed, your deadbeats, your indigence.
I might not have it completely quoted correctly.
I think you're veering off there. I think that was a little artistic license. But I did appreciate the beginning. You sounded a bit like a
tempest tossed
Liz Warren. The mamas and the babies. Yeah, well, here's the issue. There's a lot of issues here, but these people who have always stuck the signs in their lawns, you know the signs. No human is illegal. Hate has no home here. Water is life. The water thing always confuses me. I'm team water. But I guess that Republicans aren't as team water as Democrats. But they always advocated for Biden's humane open border policies. Because Biden is compassionate. Biden is kind. Biden sounds like an old grandfather wandering into the bushes like Homer Simpson. What is not to love? Until the Greyhounds show up. Until the buses roll in and the planes land. And then everybody lost their collective minds. If you have not seen this, things are escalating.
No, 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 no.
In the words of Ron Burgundy, that escalated quickly. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is already the worst man in the world for very, very valid reasons. Like, I'll give you the number one reason why he's the worst man in the world. He had the audacity, the gall to keep kids in school during the pandemic. The monster who governs the state of Florida ensured that children would not suffer 2 years of learning loss for no reason. Imagine the nerve. How dare he? Well, he did something that most of us thought would never actually happen.
How dare you?
This has kind of been like folklore as far as hypotheticals that Republicans throw out. And I would say for decades. I should have asked Howie this before I came out. I have to imagine that this is something people have been floating around for decades. because it's one of those things where you say, oh, you think that it's great to have illegal aliens flooding our border? Well, how would you like it if we sent some illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard? But it's always been a pipe dream. You know, it's always been out of reach. It's always been something you never thought was actually going to happen. Well, DeSantis decided, let's take that pipe dream, let's take that hypothetical, and let's make it a reality. So he took two planes of illegal aliens and he sent them to Martha's Vineyard. I am actually, I don't often call myself an expert here, but I'm pretty familiar with Martha's Vineyard. I have a lot of love for that island. I think it's a beautiful place. It's home to a lot of beautiful people. Lord knows, John Kerry, formerly of Nantucket, but they let him in. Barack Obama has a nice sprawling estate there, very close to the water, strangely. Meg Ryan, Amy Schumer, Spike Lee, Larry David, the list goes on and on and on and on. And all of these people have one thing in common. They're progressives. You would think that they would be welcoming. You would think that they would be excited about this opportunity to show off their humanity, to show off their courage, their kindness. Instead, they seem flustered. And that's putting it mildly. They seem a bit perturbed, I think is the word I'd go for. And I actually have a quote here from Massachusetts State Representative Dylan Fernandez. He described this move by Ron DeSantis as evil and inhumane and a plot to use human lives, men, women, and children. It's mostly men if you've seen the photos. Men, women, and children as political pawns. So now I'm confused. I'm confused because did anyone have these complaints when children drown crossing the Rio Grande into this country every month? Or when 64 illegal aliens died in a truck in extreme heat in San Antonio in June? I did not hear words like inhumane, evil. Is it inhumane to advertise yourself as a place where people will be welcomed only to decide that you can't handle it after two planes full of people show up? That's false advertising as far as I'm concerned. Is it evil, Representative Dylan Fernandez, to expect people in Texas to deal with illegal aliens and fentanyl overdoses and crime and then only see it as a problem when it happens in your backyard? Also, here's another follow-up question. I've got a lot of questions today. A lot of questions that I don't think anyone's going to have any answers to. Was it evil and inhumane when the Biden administration was flying illegals into New York City in the middle of the night? And Jen Psaki said it wasn't in the middle of the night. Oh, I'm sorry, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Yeah, you're right. Everybody's up and about at that time. What am I talking about?
What are you talking about?
No, I've seen some ridiculous takes on this, including Republicans are partaking in human trafficking. Again, Joe Biden was doing this a few months ago, and nobody gave two bleeps about it. I didn't hear anyone accusing our dear leader, Joe Biden, Mr. Aviator, leather-bound book, briefcase man, of human trafficking. And also this idea that, oh, it's under false pretenses. They're tricking these illegal aliens. What do you mean tricking them? They're probably saying, have you ever heard of Martha's Vineyard? It's a beautiful place, full of tons of wealth, full of people who have said over and over and over again that they are more than willing to open their arms to you. What would be false advertising about that? The only thing that's false is when they show up and the people in Martha's Vineyard have a different reaction than they've been hinting that they would have for decades.
Yeah, they're acting like they sent them to like downtown Detroit or something like that.
Right. They like, sent them to
they
a
sent
beautiful
them to like Kabul.
They sent them to a beautiful place. I would say honestly, so I lived in Martha's Vineyard for a few summers. I'm not even joking when I say, and I'm biased, but one of the most beautiful places on the planet. There's something really, really special about Martha's Vineyard. And you know, I do feel for people there who aren't insane, who see this as a problem and have always seen it as a problem. But I think people who only see it as a problem now because it's happening on their beautiful island, I can't. And here's what I really want to drive home here. And we're opening up the lines because, as you can see, your girl's fired up. Here's what I want to try to understand. And I would love for people to help me. Usually when there's a debate happening about anything, I prep myself based off what the argument is going to be and how I get out of it or how I fight against it or how I offer an alternative opinion. And I really kind of do this own debate in my mind. I cannot for the life of me figure out how anyone can try to argue that this is evil of Ron DeSantis, but it's okay what's happening in Texas. That it's okay that it's happening in El Paso. I do not know how you argue that without coming off as a massive, massive hypocrite. And I've thought about it. I hear the complaints. I hear what they're saying. There's no way that you can argue this. Even when people say, well, it's not fair. It's not fair that you're sending these people here. Well, first of all, they want to go. They're happy. They seem happy when they're getting off the bus. You said you wanted these people to show up. So where's the, where, what am I missing? Are you unhappy? And if so, why are you unhappy to take in all these people? And let's talk about the numbers. I want to talk about the numbers too, because Ben Shapiro had this really cool meme about this. Dozens or hundreds are coming into New York City, to Martha's Vineyard, and they're freaking out. We can't handle this. We're not built for this infrastructure. How do you think a place like a town in Texas that's made up of 36,000 people, they're supposed to be able to handle mass migration on a scale that these little, that these cities could not imagine in their lives? They're going apoplectic with a few hundred illegal aliens. And they say, oh, well, no, 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 it's unfair. You should keep them in Texas. What makes you think that a border town in Texas deserves to be thrown into this situation any more than you do? It's really, I know that they're doing it, and it's like, for a lot of people, they find it amusing. I really find it incredibly frustrating that even with something that is so obviously a referendum on why this is a terrible idea, the left still plants their feet in and still says, you're evil. Oh, now we're evil? Now we're evil again? I think you are evil. I think you should stand by what you said. Open your arms, the huddled masses. Read the Statue of Liberty. Put the sign up. You have the sign. Let's show me that you believe in the sign. The hate has no home here. If you turn around and tell me that you don't want illegal aliens showing up to Martha's Vineyard, you better not have that sign on your front lawn, because it means jack bleep at this point. Now, it also, there's other elements to this. Abbott wasn't going to let DeSantis take all the headlines. So he decides, all right, we'll send two buses out front of Kamala Harris's house. Now, this probably came as a shock to Kamala Harris, because according to her, the border is secure. So secure that two full buses of illegal aliens show up at her front door. I haven't heard from the VP or from Doug about the situation, but we'll wait for that. We're going to talk about this for the full hour. And if you have the argument, if you know how they're going to frame this, I encourage you to call in, because I can't wrap my head around it. I don't make it make sense to me. 844-500-4242. So much to get to today beyond this. We've got Ben Weingarten in the 2 o'clock, Woker joke at 1:30, Hunter Biden's having child support issue, paying child support, and or he wants to change up how much he has to pay. We'll get into that whole story. Tons of news today. 844-500-4242. Call in. We're taking calls on this the entire first hour. This is The Grace Curley Show. MV Martha's Vineyard. Hold on back.
Tell Buffy to chirp me. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, by people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Return the sender. We
have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border's secure?
We have a secure border, in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
Well, you know what I didn't even realize is how dumb that question is by Chuck Todd. We've had 2 million people cross the border. Are you sure it's secure? Is that kind of an oxymoron? You just described that it's not secure, but you're asking her to claim it's secure. wait till I play you. It just gets, the takes just get worse and worse, because I have takes from The View. I have takes from John Berman on CNN. Just when you think these people can't get any worse as far as being massive hypocrites, they do. They do. And I've got numbers here. I've got numbers about the border that I think would be of interest to anyone who's maybe going to a party this weekend and you might run into your liberal crazy friend. Well,
play 8 to 5. 2 to 3 out of 5.
Here's a spoiler alert. You're going to win this one because the facts are not on the side of the beautiful people right now. We're going to the calls for this entire first hour. I really want to hear from you. I'll try to splice in all the great sound I have. Rob, you are up first on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Feels like Christmas morning.
What do you make of it?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to send DeSantis and Abbott some campaign money. I hope they keep sending them over here. Let's get them to Michelle Wu's house, Charlie Faker's house. Let's get them over there and keep dumping them off. Let's give them a little taste of their own medicine.
Well, former acting,
you know,
former acting ICE director Tom Homan had something to say because, you know, Governor DeSantis is dealing with a lot of critics right now. A lot of people are angry at Ron DeSantis for doing this. And you'd think that they'd be writing him thank you notes. So this is Tom Homan. I thought that he torched the critics in a way that a lot of us, he just put into words what a lot of us are feeling. This is Cut 13, Tom Homan.
I think he's fantastic. He must be watching Fox News because last week I said let's add that Massachusetts to that list, along with Philadelphia, Portland, and Seattle. But I want to make one comment about what we just heard. They said it's inhumane, it's cruel. They're invoking religion. Look, you know what's inhumane? You know what's cruel? It's this open borders. And these sanctuary cities incentivize illegal migration. What's inhumane is we've got over 1,300 migrants have died on U.S. soil since Joe Biden became president. We have over 100,000 Americans have died from fentanyl overdoses because of the open border. We have 31% of women making that journey with the criminal cartels that get sexually assaulted. We got children drowning in the river. That's inhumane. That's cruel. And these sanctuary cities are part of the problem because they incentivize people to come to this country illegally to get to their city to be protected from ICE and other law enforcement.
Yeah, and you know, the sanctuary cities, I think they say they're sanctuary cities in the hopes of, well, no one's actually going to come all the way here. No one's going to come to Martha's Vineyard. You know, we can say it and there'll be no strings attached. We can say it and there'll be no consequences. We won't have to bear any of this burden. It will be on other towns and other people and other moms and other dads and other taxpayers. Well, that's over now. That's over now. And this started off, a lot of people complained that it was optics, that it was grandstanding. I don't really care because I think for a lot of Americans, it's really hard to explain away this double standard. Why some people in this country should bear the brunt of this and then some people shouldn't. 844-500-4242. If you're on the lines, stay on the lines because we're going to go right back to your calls. And we're also going to try to pick, based on the poll question today, who had the worst take when it comes to Ron DeSantis dropping off 2 planefuls of illegal aliens in Martha's Vineyard? Don't forget, Abbott also got involved in this. He decided to drop 2 buses of illegal aliens off in front of Kamala Harris's house. And we'll get to that as well. Just a lot of news today. And the left wingers on MV are not happy. Might have to play the smallest violin for the beautiful people. We'll take your calls. We'll go over all these sound cuts. It's 844-500-4242. Get on the line now.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Inside St. Andrew's Parish Church House and the church itself where the immigrants are trying to get organized here. You can see some of them, young men, young women. The children are inside. I talked to one woman from Venezuela who came here with her brother, her husband, and her 11-year-old son. And she says she didn't know she was coming here, but she's here now, and she's hoping to find a place to live, housing and work. And that's what all of these people, I've talked to a couple of them, say they want.
If only we could get this coverage on the border towns, and maybe people would have a little bit of sympathy for the residents there who also have to supply all of these things for people around the clock and have been doing it for years. Where is the sympathy? Is the only sympathy, is this like the COVID thing where if you're a sophisticated person, you get compassion from WHDH and CNN and MSNBC, but if you're not a sophisticated person, it's like, oh, tough luck. You know, I hope everything works out for you. It's this like sanctimonious victim playing tone of voice that they're all using. Like, oh, this is so horrible. This is so horrible. You realize this happens in plenty of other places and has been for a very long time. And you guys didn't care. You couldn't get you to cover it if you tried. The only time you covered it was when Donald Trump was president and he had AOC down there in a white jumpsuit doing a photo shoot. I'm pretty sure Annie Leibovitz might have been there taking photos of her in a parking lot. That was the only time anybody cared, was when Liz Warren was saying, the mamas and the babies.
Yeah, but Grace, they belong in those border towns. That's why people choose to live there, because they like these things. Not up with the white tennis shoes and Bruno Mali crowd. Come on.
I'm realizing my Elizabeth Warren is venturing into Harry Caray territory. The mamas and the babies and the moon was made of blue cheese.
Yeah, it's 20 hot dogs would equal roughly a nickel.
It's ridiculous. And again, I encourage someone out there to call in and explain to me why it's okay for border towns in Texas and people in Arizona to deal with this. But it's not okay. It's a bridge too far when the planes land in Martha's Vineyard. What is the difference? And don't tell me human trafficking, because nobody cared when Joe Biden was flying illegal aliens into New York in the cover of darkness. Nobody cared. So that argument right there, done. So give me another argument. My arms are open for another argument. I would love to have this debate.
Why do they hate Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott trying to give our weary travelers a slice of the American dream? What's the problem?
You know, there are so many hypocrisies in this whole conversation, but it still doesn't cease to amaze. Now, this is what Christina Pasha said, and she's really great. If you don't follow her on Twitter and you're on Twitter, then definitely follow her. If you're not on Twitter, stay off. Don't come near it. Enjoy your life, because it's a terrible, terrible place. But she said they vote for sanctuary cities. They get a sanctuary city of their own, and illegal aliens will increase the town's diversity, which is strength, right? Yeah, and there's a few different things that I'm not understanding. Once again, liberals are talking out of both sides of their mouth. The border is secure. We don't have a problem. All right, so why are there two plane loads of people landing in Martha's Vineyard if the border's secure? That's number one. Illegal aliens are a strength to a community. Everyone should be happy about it. Then why do you guys seem so hell-bent on blaming this on Ron DeSantis? Why are you mad at him? If your logic made sense, you'd be thrilled. You'd be happy. You'd be saying, yeah, of course, this is our chance to prove that we mean what we say. You know, we don't just talk the talk and put up the lawn signs. We walk the walk. Let's go to the callers here, and then we're going to go through some of these clips, and we're going to pick out which one is the worst take of the day when it comes to the illegal aliens being bussed, not just flown to Martha's Vineyard, but being bussed to Kamala Harris's house. And Kamala Harris, like I said earlier, must have been shocked, because she has not been to the border. I mean, maybe she's driven through it, but she hasn't been down there, so she doesn't know what it's like. And number two,
you know,
is
everybody knows your name.
She thinks it's all hunky-dory. She said it was secure. She doesn't think there's a problem. I don't know how she's going to reconcile this if there's not a problem. This entire thing is aggravating liberals because it puts a strain on resources. And the country is not meant to take in people illegally. There's nothing humane about it. I consider myself, this might come as a shock to people, I consider myself, And you know, some might disagree, but, you know, I can only say what I think. I consider myself a very compassionate person. There's nothing compassionate about what Joe Biden's doing at the border. There's nothing compassionate. People dying of heat exhaustion in trucks, children being dropped from the fences to their deaths, people drowning trying to get here. There's nothing humane about that. Don't look at me and say I'm not a nice person or I'm not a caring person. I care a lot. But sometimes the tough thing, being tough, or being strict, or having rules, is actually the kindest thing you can do. It's actually the most compassionate thing you can do. Because when you have no rules, When you incentivize people to come here, that's when the coyotes, that's when the smugglers, that's when people start paying other people to take their children here. Unaccompanied children are just wandering through. And it's brutal. And it's a very difficult trek, and a lot of people die. And I'm sick of being told that Grandpa Joe with his whisper and his bowl of ice cream is nicer than Donald Trump, because the facts just don't add up for that. Tony, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, Grace. I am so happy that finally we have two Republicans that are fighting back, and we're not just taking it on the chin anymore like we have been with Trump. We've been being pushed around and shoved around, and these agendas have been being shoved down our throats for the past 6 years, and finally we have two guys that are saying, enough is enough, I'm going to stand up and fight back, and it's about time. I am a little worried that they're going to start shipping them all more to Massachusetts, because I live in Massachusetts, and we don't need this in our state. I was a little bit more happy when they were going to Chicago. However, it is what it is, and at least we're taking a stand. Finally.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Tony. And if anyone else wants to call in, it's 844-500-4242. And what's frustrating about this is that no matter how much reality you shove in a liberal's face, it doesn't matter. And this is where it comes down to, it is a religion. Like, it is a cult. Because any other time, logic would prevail, and you would say, oh, now I understand why this doesn't work. Now I understand why this is unfair to do this to my fellow citizen, to make other people in other towns deal with this, now that I'm seeing it with my own eyes. Only if you were in a cult or a religious cult would you say, you'd see this situation and you'd still say, Donald Trump's at fault. Ron DeSantis is at fault. In fact, if we lived in even a semi-sane universe, Lori Lightfoot, Eric Adams, Mayor Bowser, all of these people would blame Joe Biden. They would put their politics aside and they would say, the president needs to do something. This is out of control. Instead, they look to Ron DeSantis. Is that where the problem started? Did the problem start with Greg Abbott? Or is the problem the border? And of course, it makes zero sense to blame this on governors who are dealing with this massive flow of immigration. But that's what they do. Eric Adams is saying this is horrific. He's saying that New York City's at its breaking point. And then you know what he's doing at night? He's not stopping. He's going to the clubs. He was in a club yesterday with Serena Williams and Anna Wintour. He's just fine. So I don't feel bad for these politicians who use illegal aliens as political pawns when they want to appear as though they are virtuous, as though they are kind, as though they are compassionate. And then the second they're asked to actually put their money where their mouth is, they whine, they complain, and they play the victim. And no one's buying it. If you're buying it, I have a bridge that I would love to sell you. All right, now let's go through. We got full lines here. We're going to take all your calls. Let's go through some of these cuts, Jared. Before we get to the poll question, these are some of the stupidest cuts you're going to hear. I want to start with the Berman cut. This is John Berman and Ken Burns on CNN, cut 12.
This is history. All of your documentaries are about history.
Yeah.
But all of them also make you think about where we are
exactly now.
And we woke up to the news this morning that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida sent two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, including kids and whatnot. And I'm not saying this is not a one for one. This is not a parallel here in any way. But it does address some of the same themes that are part of this documentary.
Well,
Ken,
it's the abstraction of human life. It's basically saying that you can use a human life that is as valuable as yours or mine.
Hold on. I have a question. What was Ken Burns' movie about that John Berman's trying to draw parallels to? I have a feeling I know, but I would like to hear it from Jared.
It's one of their favorite comparison points. It was about the Holocaust.
Oh, okay.
During World War II.
Now, I would love to know if we have any, and I'm sure we do have Jewish listeners out there. Is that offensive? Because I think that would be offensive. I think that trying to compare sending willing participants to Martha's Vineyard, to a beautiful island with John Kerry and Meg Ryan and Spike Lee, to the Holocaust is in a way a form of Holocaust denial. Because to compare those two things is insulting.
Yeah, I fail to see the connection, Mr. Berman and Mr. Burns.
Well, you're just going to have to think a little bit harder, aren't you, Jared? Eli Misdahl, a frequent MSNBC contributor, said Republican governors are now engaged in human trafficking. But for some reason, that's not the story on every network. Was it human trafficking when the Biden administration was resuming after dark migrant flights to airports outside of New York City? Was Eli clutching his pearls about that? Was he horrified at that human trafficking? Or is it only human trafficking when a Republican sends someone on a bus or sends someone on a plane? Who wants to go? Last time I checked, you're not forcing anyone onto these planes. I'm sure we'd hear about it if they were. Victor, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Victor.
Hey, Grace. Pleasure listening to your show every day.
Thank you.
Listen, I think that the policy of the Democrat Party and Biden in particular and Obama of allowing these illegal invaders to pour into this country is literally slavery-like. And what I mean is these countries down in Central America who are struggling to stay alive and functional, we're stealing their future labor force and the children of their future labor force, their leaders. All of them are enticed to come up here and live off the actual working people here in Massachusetts and Chicago and whatever. And literally, it makes our lives worse, and it makes the countries where these people are stolen from, whether we went down there and grabbed them, Grace, or we dangled a carrot that was so enticing that they came here. We are responsible, meaning the Democrat Party is responsible for getting these people here and diminishing the countries that they're coming from.
And that was actually what Vice President Kamala Harris was supposed to tackle, was the root causes of the triangle. And, you know, she was gonna explain to us, you know, how if we invested more in these countries, then people would stay there and not come here. And it's all been word salad. Nothing's actually been accomplished. In fact, when I read the numbers coming back, it's pretty amazing to have the numbers in front of you and realize just how badly this administration has botched this and just what a disservice they have done to all of these people who are coming in. Again, there's nothing humane about this. There's nothing humane about dangling that carrot and having people come here and getting hurt or killed or raped along the way. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Do not hang up. We're going to take all of them when we come back. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier. Actually, one customer texted in that the Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting, and driving several hours in the car with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is now much easier to endure. After two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this winter. Thanks, Eden Pure. Well, that is definitely a very, very good advertisement, because there's nothing stinkier than a hockey bag.
Yes, I have covered hockey teams. I have been in locker rooms, and it is a stench unlike any other.
That is very true.
It stays with you. It's
But that's the strength
brutal.
Of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It can tackle all of these. It can tackle tobacco. It can tackle allergies. It can tackle musty basement smells. Whatever it is, you throw it at the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, it's going to be able to handle it. For all of your unwanted smells, you need the Thunderstorm. And with inflation, more people are buying their Christmas gifts early. Now, here's a great deal for you. This is the 3-pack. You use a couple for yourself, maybe give one as a Christmas gift. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code word GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word GRACE3. Shipping is free. We will be right back with more. I'm fired up. I'm sure you're fired up. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Well, I'm on the Downeaster Alexa.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. Jared, I know we haven't played all of them, but let's just set this up for people, and then we'll play more in the next hour. What is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Whose response to the Martha's Vineyard illegal drop was the most unhinged? The View, John Berman and Ken Burns, or Ellie Mistal.
The View, Sunny Hostin, Houston, hers was pretty amusing because she tries to brag about how Joe Biden's actually deported more people than Donald Trump. And it's a pretty funny dunk on her own argument. Meanwhile, Eli Mistal calling it human trafficking is ridiculous because, like I said, the Biden administration was doing this a few weeks ago and nobody gave two craps. But I think the most unhinged, when it comes to any sort of analogy, any sort of point, if you are bringing up the Holocaust, chances are you're going to win it. So I'm going to say Berman. Berman's number one. CNN doesn't get number one a lot in the ratings, but he's number one today for me.
Right now, John Berman and Ken Burns are at 13% in the poll question. Good for second place. The View in the lead at 78%, but I think that's brand recognition.
Yeah, I agree.
Right now. And Eli Mistal, I think I said Ellie, Eli Mistal at 9%.
Now, I know that everyone's on the lines. If you're on the lines and we don't get to you in this next segment, stay on the lines because we're going to take this into the 1 o'clock. This is the biggest story of the day. There are other stories out there. We are going to talk about Hunter Biden and his issues as far as child support goes. He's trying to kind of refinance his child support because money's been tight or the money has changed. I don't know if that's something to be said about his art career.
The Yuan dollar doesn't have the same value it used to.
I'm surprised. I wonder how his art is doing because that would be a quick payday for him. So maybe people are just not as into the concentric circles. You know, things ebb and flow.
Maybe inflation has been bad for art. You know, people are going to cut back.
Usually is the first thing. I don't know about you, but one of my first things I cut back on is giant concentric circle art pieces that look like they belong in a hotel lobby. That's just me, though. But let's get to the callers here. I want to go first up to Rose. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rose.
Hi, good afternoon. I just want to comment on the fact that it has always been grotesquely, disproportionately unfair for the border states like Texas and Arizona and to some degree Florida to have to manage all of the influx without having a dramatic increase in resources. It's only fair that if Biden is going to let them in, that they be spread out all over the country so that no one community has to absorb that. It impacts benefits, medical health, medical care, education. You've got teachers that will have, you know, what, 40, 50 students in a classroom, and, you know, supply of food, supply of beds, housing. It's insane to think that any one state should have to absorb it all. And I actually couldn't be more pleased, although I hate that I'm in Massachusetts, that in fact they're going to bring them to Martha's Vineyard where it'll be a little bit harder for them to get off the island as well.
Stay on the lines if you're there. Don't go anywhere.